Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. In the wake of the mass shooting in Dayton, WOSU decided to use our Curious CBUS project to have listeners send us their questions about guns. And pretty quickly, a theme developed. People had a lot of questions about where you can legally take your gun. WOSU's Nick Evans has been looking into this. Nick, you caught up with sort of an expert on the topic?
Yes, I did. I met up with a guy named Dean Reek. He heads up the Buckeye Firearms Association. We headed out to Westerville.
Right behind us is City Hall, and there's a court in the building, so you're not allowed to carry there. Right behind us is the police station. Likewise, you can't carry there. If you go across the street, however, there's a coffee shop, a flower shop. There are a variety of antique stores and restaurants. All of those places are perfectly legal to carry a firearm. You just have to know what the law is, what buildings are restricted, and watch for small signs on the front of the building. If there's a what we call a Ghostbuster sign, a little sign with a red circle and a little cross through it, and a picture of a gun, usually that means you cannot carry in that establishment.
Okay, so generally speaking, don't carry in a government building, and then when it comes to private businesses, keep an eye out for signs prohibiting guns. Does this change for open carry?
Well, I brought up open carry as well. Ohio is an open carry state, but Reek says the same restrictions on where you can take a gun apply for that.
The places which are restricted for carry would be restricted for open carry as well. The difference between open carry and concealed carry is you don't need a license for open carry. So if I wanted to carry a firearm and a holster on my hip, I could do so as long as it's visible. If I want to put my shirt over it and conceal it, I would need a license.
Okay, so that makes sense. Are there any other areas where this gets tricky?
As with many things, alcohol is a bit of a complicating factor. You can carry a weapon in a bar so long as the owner allows it, but you can't drink, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're intoxicated, you can't carry, even where it's legal to do so, and even if you have a license to allow you to carry.
Okay.
The Buckeye Firearms Association and the Attorney General both have guidelines on their websites that go into even more of the finer points and the details on where you can and can't legally carry.
And one other area where this is a little complicated is with college campuses, right?
Right. So the state of Ohio allows colleges to set the policy on this. So if your college says you can, then you can carry concealed if you have a permit to do so. If they don't, you still are allowed to have a weapon in your car, but it has to be closed up and locked away.
WOSU's Nick Evans has been looking into where you can legally carry a gun in Ohio. His story comes as part of our Curious CBUS project. That's where listeners send us questions and we try to find answers. You can send your questions at WOSU.org/curious. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime.